This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and the world just keeps getting sadder. 603-283-6160. If you want to brighten up the world with your opinion, 603-283-6160. Now, I just heard the news. I didn't know anything about this. The Offspring has apparently fired their drummer because the drummer, whose name I don't even know, because I'm not a big fan of the Offspring. I'm aware of them. They have a few songs that, you know, I won't automatically change if it starts playing, but I'm not a big fan or anything like that. They fired their drummer because he's refusing to get the vaccine.
Well, apparently he has some sort of pre-existing condition.
Mm-hmm. He says his doctor says, don't get it. Otherwise, you could have issues. You could have problems. And he's like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And his bandmates are taking issue with that medical advice from his doctor.
Apparently they want to pander to, you know, the vaccinated out there, and they want to sell tickets.
Yeah, and then you got the Foo Fighters.
How likely is the audience to catch COVID-19 from a drummer on a stage?
It's all about the image. It's all about, you know, what people think. And
well, they just don't publicize the fact that he's not vaccinated.
But
couldn't they just do that?
They could. But it's signaling, you know, hey, we're so serious about this vaccine, we kicked out our drummer. You know, and
have they had the same drummer since, you know, they became famous?
He isn't the first one. He didn't start with the band. But you know what? Foo Fighters are doing the same thing. They are only going to have vaccinated concerts.
Yeah. Only vaccine people allowed in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There are some performers, though, who are making a stand. Eric Clapton.
Yep.
He
got the jab. And that's,
oh, did he?
Oh, yeah. He got really sick.
And oh, like, interesting.
And he was, hey, this is not necessarily, you know, a good thing for everybody.
Busta Rhymes recently came out. He was talking trash about the vaccinations and all that stuff on stage recently.
See, I think talking trash about the vaccinations is the wrong way to go about this. I think talking trash about Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, and Moderna and their history as, you know, big pharma and the evil things they have done is the way to go about fighting.
Well,
this
I don't
fight.
Remember exactly what he said. I did
sure.
watch a clip from it, and I was really happy to see what yep. he was saying. So I'm not going to criticize somebody for taking the side against tyranny, and that's what he's doing. He also got into cryptocurrency recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's positive news.
Yeah.
I've seen exactly two of these performances, I guess you would call them, that are internet only. One was a Metallica show, and I only watched the song because it was supposed to be a reimagining of their song "Disposable Heroes," which has always been one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really sad and depressing. I mean, obviously, you don't have the energy of the crowd there to feed off of, but instead, they were just surrounded by these screens all over the wall of people who were viewing them via Zoom. And after like 2 minutes of this, I was like, yeah, no, I'm out.
It's a brave new world.
And I watched the band Trivium practicing one of their new songs on their new album, and they were all sitting there, even the drummer, in the studio wearing masks.
I can't
imagine doing something that physically exhausting while wearing a mask.
You know, I like remix artists and people who do covers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And have you seen the guy who does like medieval versions of like System of a Down songs and stuff?
I have some on my MP3 player.
Okay, yeah, they're pretty good.
Chop Suey and I can't remember the other one, but some of these remix artists who I've watched for years. All of a sudden, being in their studio, the safety and the protection of their studio
by themselves,
all masked.
Yeah, I mean, it's like,
at this point, you know, it's just straight virtue signaling. It is, you know,
it is.
They're like a family. They like live together. They're always, you know, working together.
It's either virtue signaling or it's, you know, part of this grand conspiracy, right? Like the record companies are in on it. Like all these mega corporations are in on it to pimp these vaccines and to pimp total obedience. And anybody that breaks from this is going to be on the outs.
You think they're in bed with Big Pharma?
I don't see any reason why they wouldn't be.
Are on the same team, working together?
Perhaps they're being paid by the government to do this. We talked about this last night, where the government is paying influencers.
TikTok influencers. Oh, yeah.
But also on YouTube.
It's not government. It's Pfizer.
No, it's actually the government. So it turns out the White House and even state governments are paying TikTokers, Twitch streamers, and YouTubers as much as, in the case of the state governments, they're paying upwards of $1,000 a month, and the White House is probably paying more, because the White House is hiring the people that have like 10 million subscribers.
And they will let them have Dr. Fauci in their video.
Have you seen some of these? Have you seen some of these examples?
Last night, yeah.
They are people making these songs, and they're going into the clinics to get their shots, and
mm-hmm,
they're taping the whole thing.
Yep.
Dude, I'm telling you don't know insulting until you listen to a 17-year-old high school girl tell you why you should get vaccinated.
It's about as insulting as having a Hollywood star telling me that I, you know, don't go to your doctor. Don't take his advice. You just go to Walgreens and have some knucklehead kid jab an experimental mRNA vaccine in your arm, because hey, that's what you should do. Just do it. Just get the jab.
Well, as far as the question of record companies working with the pharmaceutical companies, Conan, obviously I don't have any evidence for this, but I mean, it wouldn't be unheard of to think that the executives of these corporations are coming together in places like the World Economic Forum or the Club of Rome or
Event 201, right before this all hit off. They had all kinds of bigwigs in that room talking about what a pandemic would look like and how are we going to respond. This 1 month before this happened,
mm-hmm.
And it was MasterCard was in there.
World Economic Forum's been meeting about the Great Reset for the last, I don't know, decade at least. So this isn't a new idea. This is just their chance
to roll it out. Before that, Club of Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the Great Reset, we have the NIH director here talking about how we need to hit the reset button on everything we know about COVID, because the Delta strain is so fundamentally different that the only thing we can do is what we did a year ago.
Yeah, and watch this guy, Francis Collins. The one that I believe is being interviewed. This guy is a Christian, but he's one of these science Christians.
I have even less respect for Christian scientists than I do for the National Institute of Health.
But he is trying to insert this new technology into the church. So you all you conservative Christians out there and whatnot who think that
they already don't trust this guy.
I think that he will. I want you to watch him, because he's going to soften you up. I'm talking to the Christians out there. They're going to see, oh, look at this. He's all talking. He's all, you know, praising the vaccine and whatnot. He wants me to get it, and he's a Christian. So I'll do it.
Well, let's go to what he has to say.
They can be a vector. That was the reason for CDC saying it's time in those places where the virus is spreading, which is about 75% of our counties, to put the masks back on when you're in indoor space.
Now, what he's referring to, and what got clipped out earlier, was that the vaccinated people can still spread COVID-19.
Correct, because it's a leaky vaccine. It leaks.
Well, or because they got infected with it and now they're spreading it, because as he pointed out, as the NIH director here pointed out, vaccinated people can still get COVID-19 and the Delta strain.
And be carriers themselves, correct?
Whether you're vaccinated or not, this is the best way to stop the transmission of this very contagious virus.
Now, why is it the vaccine the best way of stopping it?
Well, he's saying wearing masks.
Yes.
He said whether or not you're vaccinated, wearing masks will stop it.
Yeah,
but that didn't do anything to stop it last year. And there's also an interesting story about Sweden, where they have no mask mandates and they have near zero deaths.
I saw that. I didn't end up pulling it up, but I did see that. And they haven't had a death. I think they had 4 total deaths in the month of July.
Hmm.
It's absolutely insane. But
but last year, when they were going the opposite direction than all other European countries, they were demonized.
Yeah.
They're like, look at you guys. You're old people are dying like flies. And they did have higher numbers, by the way, of deaths. But now look at them. It's almost like, I don't know, maybe they have herd immunity.
Right.
That they got
natural
it all.
Natural immunity attack.
Correct. They got it out of the system. They're good to go. Meanwhile, everyone
instead
else.
Instead of a bunch of weak asses sitting around inside a house, not getting any sunshine, not getting any exercise, and not being able to build their immune system.
And then they're released into the wild mm-hmm. with no masks. And are you surprised that you're getting sick?
Well, even with the masks, it don't make a difference. They're touching everything. Touching the mask, touching the things that, you know, they're interacting
not
with, touching the mask
not
again.
Social distancing because they think their masks are actually protecting them?
That's the biggest issue I've seen is people not social distancing because they think the masks protect them
yep.
and people touching their masks. These two things run directly counter to what the science, as they called it, actually said. But what do you think? Who's right here? 603-283-6160. It's...
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
603-283-6160 if you want to join us. That's 603-283-6160. And no matter how crazy it's gotten over the last year, it just seems to be getting crazier with... The Australian government, someone in the Australian government, I don't remember exactly who, recently saying, if you see your neighbors, don't even look at them. Don't even make eye contact. Just ignore them. And now we have this director of the National Institutes of Health saying something even worse, that he's dragging his feet and getting into it. But he goes into a lot of detail here. And, of course, we have to pick it apart because some of it's just silly, like him saying whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, the best way to curb the spread of COVID-19 is, or the Delta strain of COVID-19, is to wear a mask, which to me is like saying masks are more effective than the vaccine. Isn't that a tacit admission of that? If masks are the best way of preventing it, which probably isn't true. It might be true if people actually use masks properly, but as I've been saying for the last year and a half, they demonstrably don't.
Yeah.
But even if everyone did use masks properly, is it really, is I don't think COVID-19 is worth masking up over.
Well, remember, the boxes that these masks are delivered in specifically say that they are not to be used to, you know, protect against COVID, because right, it'll just go right through it.
But that's not their argument. Their argument is that you're not spitting on people.
I know that. But you're spitting the mask.
And that's what he just said now.
You're spitting the mask, and they're touching that mask all the time. And
that's the problem. If this was an actual pandemic, bodies would be piling in the streets. And it would be because of the masks and people not using them properly.
Yeah, I don't really care if the masks work or not. I'm still not putting them on.
Not over something like COVID-19, but if it was something that was actually, you know, killing large numbers of otherwise healthy people.
I wouldn't leave my house then in that case.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But if I had to leave, I would at least put on a mask. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't appear to be the case with COVID-19. But let's see what more of this guy has to say.
The bad things. The good things.
Go ahead.
Awkward silence.
The vaccines work extremely well.
Do they?
Straight up lie.
Not based on what he just said. What he just said is masks work better than the vaccine. And as far as we can tell, masks don't help at all.
Yeah, if the vaccines work so well, then how come, you know, 75% of the people in the hospital in Massachusetts for COVID had the vaccine?
Yeah, like some of those other vaccines.
And that's according to the CDC's own numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you know, all those other vaccines we grew up with that seemed to work.
Right.
I don't know how many people got measles from the vaccine after they got the measles shot.
Well, right, as we talked about, the COVID-19 vaccine isn't actual a vaccine. It's mRNA gene therapy.
Well, supposedly Johnson & Johnson is the traditional attenuated...
That's incorrect. It's an mRNA experimental gene therapy.
Johnson & Johnson?
They just managed to figure out a way to do it with one shot instead of two.
No.
I heard that was traditional.
It's an mRNA vaccine.
No, it's...
Look it up again, dude.
All right.
The only difference is that Johnson & Johnson figured out a way to do it with one shot.
I think you're wrong, Arya.
All right, we'll check it out.
Okay, we'll check it out. Go ahead. Go ahead with this clown.
Including against Delta. If you're vaccinated right now, your chance of getting infected by this goes down by at least 3.5-fold. Your likelihood of having symptoms goes down by 8-fold. Your likelihood of getting really significantly ill in the hospital goes down by 25-fold. That's an extremely encouraging new set of data from the real world where we're tracking this. So vaccinations are still our best hope, and they are working beautifully, but of course we need to be sure more people take advantage of that. So the other part of the good
they're working beautifully, that's why we want everyone with a vaccine to put a mask on.
Exactly.
To do what? To protect the unvaccinated. So
is it because the vaccinated are
it's
spreading?
Not to protect the unvaccinated. They don't care about the unvaccinated. These people want to see the unvaccinated die.
That's exactly it. That's not this argument, though. That's not the argument they've been spouting. If you really want to see your, the Republicans die, who seem to be the people who aren't taking this,
mm-hmm,
just let them die.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, isn't happening. Year and a half, what is it, 15 months? You've been saying that
it certainly didn't kill any libertarians.
Saying that the unmasked and the people who don't social distance, the people just walking around like they don't care, are going to die.
I
haven't seen that happen.
Because our continued existence proves that they freaked out over nothing.
Yes, that's right. And they are mad about the fact that there are people who are unvaccinated, and there's a lot of people online who are wishing death. The people who said this is all about safety and keeping people alive are wishing death on those of us who aren't playing their little game. By the way, Aria, VCUHealth.org says the difference between the vaccines between Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson is that Moderna and Pfizer use mRNA technology, but the Johnson & Johnson vaccine uses the more traditional virus-based technology. So Johnson & Johnson is a standard vaccine.
I don't remember where I read that, so I wouldn't ever be able to find it again.
But it's still not working either because...
And it's one shot, and it's the cheapest, by the way.
Yeah, but it's still not, you know, I don't know if it's any less or more effective than the Moderna and Pfizer, because so far it seems like this stuff isn't a vaccine, that it's something else. Besides the vaccine, it may just be a way for them to get rich, or it may be some sort of more dastardly thing than that, massive experiment on the human population.
I know for the past year, Johnson & Johnson has been demonized on many occasions, smeared, saying that their vaccine is not working, or it causes blood clots or whatever. And also AstraZeneca was another one that was being just thrown off the wagon constantly.
Well, they didn't pay, you know, the... Fox News or MSNBC enough money to paint them in a positive light.
And they're not Pfizer. And Pfizer's got a lot of power.
We had a couple
Johnson & Johnson's probably... They're probably a bigger company than Pfizer.
We had a couple of nurses at a party that I was at recently here at my house. Actually, it was thrown
super
here.
Super spreader. Nice.
Yes, total super spreader. And they were talking about how just surprising number of people are being checked into the hospitals that they work at with blood clots. One of them works in Massachusetts. The other one works in California. And the lady from California said she and her mom have worked in this hospital for more than 40 years combined, and there's never been anything like this.
There's all kinds of nonsense. Go to the VAERS database and look at all of the by the way, we're up to 12,000 deaths at the VAERS database.
12,000 deaths from what?
From the vaccine.
Oh, okay.
What
about all the deaths of people that they're not attributing to the vaccine, but
people who died from a blood clot or something like that?
Well, that's the thing. That wouldn't be included in it. And
it would or wouldn't?
It would.
It would?
Why?
Because the medical industry wouldn't have any way of saying that the blood clot was a result of the vaccine.
No, I mean, the 12,000 number would stand... But in the in further reading, further information, there would be blood clot would be listed, and or heart failure, and or whatever. But the most important thing is that the database is deaths or you know other ailments after the vaccine was taken. So, and it's self-reporting, so of course the naysayer is going to say that, yeah, you know what, this doesn't really prove that the vaccine was what killed you, or maybe it was just a blood clot, maybe it was, you know, heart failure, maybe it was because you were 80.
Well, what if someone got hit by a truck after getting the vaccine? Would they end up in that website as death by the vaccine?
If the person self-reported, the family self-reported it. But I know. But
so it has the same problem that
the hospitals have, that the pro-vaccine people are.
Yeah. Still, 12,000 deaths is too many.
It spiked. If you look at deaths from vaccines or any kind of illnesses, it is spiked. It's gone through the roof.
Let me clarify what it is. 12,000 is too many for something that humans did. If nature wants to kill 12,000 people, we can't really stop it. But humans killed these 12,000 people who died from the vaccine.
For what?
And to me, that's the difference. 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo maintains he never acted inappropriately in response to the state attorney general's report accusing him of sexual harassment. Cuomo releasing a video today that directed folks to his website where a detailed response to the allegations has been posted. That all being said, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, still believes Cuomo should resign.
We continue to believe that the governor should resign.
There are still no plans for the federal government to establish vaccine passports. So says White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
What we see as our objective is to continue to make the vaccine as accessible and available.
Psaki noting that private companies and state governments could take such steps if they choose to do so. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We have a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
President Biden's comments at the White House today, the president saying the Delta variant of coronavirus is moving like wildfire among those who are unvaccinated. Regarding the vaccinated, Biden continues.
I know there's a lot of misinformation out there, so here are the facts. If you're vaccinated, you are highly unlikely to get COVID-19. And even if you do, the chances are you won't show any symptoms, and if you do, they'll most likely be very mild. Vaccinated people almost never are hospitalized with COVID-19. In fact, according to one recent study, 95% of overall COVID-19 hospitalizations are among those not fully vaccinated.
In financial news, the Dow gaining 278 points to close at 35,116. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we've been listening to what the National Institutes of Health Director, Dr. Francis Collins, has to say about COVID-19. And if you listen closely, and if you recognize the logical absolutes as being essentially these things, I mean, A is A, B is B, and something that is not, A is not B, basically. I can't paraphrase it quickly and easily over the radio, but if you understand how logic works, what he's saying here are things that are contradictory, and both statements cannot possibly be true. He says, on one hand, the vaccines are working great, they're wonderful, but whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, the vaccine isn't the best way to prevent the transmission of the Delta variant. The best way is to put the mask back on.
So why even get the vaccine?
I can't see a reason. And that's
because you'll be free. You'll be free.
Obviously not, because the masks are coming back, and the lockdowns are coming back, and the passports are coming back.
But,
or not coming back. They're coming.
But
yeah, exactly. Why get the vaccine, people? You are never, until you stand up, until you tell your boss that I ain't getting the vaccine, and I'm not taking your dumb tests either. Until you stand up, and by the way,
I've never taken one of these stupid tests.
My social feed is full of articles our hospital here, Cheshire Medical. They are requiring that all of their employees get the vaccine.
And lots of corporations are doing it, like Facebook, Google, from what I understand.
You think you have an unemployment or an unemployment problem right now? Wait till people are quitting because they refuse to get this thing. So what is it here in New Hampshire? What is it, like 50% of people have at least one jab?
Something like that.
And a lot of
it was 65%.
So at least a quarter of the population is not going to get this thing.
No, because they've had the opportunity now.
Correct.
You can go to CVS right here and get any of the three shots that you want.
For free.
Well, not for free. The government's paying for it, so you're ultimately paying for it.
It's flatlined. The number of people that are getting these doses is pretty much flatlined for the last 3 months.
So 30, 40% of the population, we just remove them from the workforce? Oh, you think you have problems now, employers? It's going to get bad.
Well,
I'm going to be one of them.
I've worked through the pandemic, dude. I don't know how much worse it could get for staffing. I want to know, where did all the employees go? Because this wasn't the case a year and a half ago. You didn't walk down Main Street and see help wanted signs everywhere.
I thought they cut off the unemployment benefits. I thought those were supposedly over. So how are they not working now still?
Good question.
They did, but where the hell is everyone? There isn't a huge line of people trying to get jobs at any of these places that have help wanted signs.
And a lot of them do. I mean, we were just taking a walk the other day on my government-approved walk that I'm allowed to go on. And we went over to TD Bank not that I have an account at TD Bank, but... But to do something there, and it's like just looking around, the sub shop across the street's got a sign up, the Dunkin' Donuts has a sign up, the TD Bank has a sign up. It's like everywhere you look, there's hiring signs. And this is the place that supposedly has the lowest unemployment of all the 50 states.
Yes, it's got like a 3% unemployment rate or
lower.
Something. Lower?
That's what I've heard.
At any rate, this problem didn't exist 2 years ago. There weren't help wanted signs everywhere.
Well, that's because there's a ton of people shut down. The businesses were entirely closed in a lot of cases.
Yeah, but they're open now, so those people who were fired when those businesses closed should be looking for jobs, but they aren't. So where is everyone? Where are all of the essential workers that were allowed to work through the pandemic?
And now that
a lot of people on Twitter are going, oh, well, the reason that we have such a small workforce is because all of those people died of COVID. No, that's not right. And that's demonstrably not right. That's not what happened. But what the hell is happening here? Where did the workforce go? I don't have an answer. I'm just saying the workforce is demonstrably missing from the United States. And they're not out there looking for work at any of these places that are hiring. Which, if you looked around, is everywhere.
And now that the eviction moratorium has ended, all the folks who haven't been paying their rent for the past year, I'm telling you, where are they going? So they haven't been making money. They haven't been paying their rents. They've just been buying stuff off of Amazon. I know because I've been...
But they had to be making money to buy stuff off of Amazon.
Yeah, from the government.
Yeah, but that went away in early June.
Just recently. So they're still holding on. But you're right. Why aren't they going back to work? Unless they're afraid and or they found another way to live. Another way to survive.
I don't know what's going on.
I worked this whole time. I didn't stop one day.
Nor did I. But yet, I watched the workforce just steadily disappear over the last year and a half. Everywhere. And it's not coming back. I don't know what's going on, but it's weird, it's curious, and someone with the ability to look into it should be looking into it. Where the hell are all the workers?
Well, and this, by the way, is exactly why, we've been trying to say this for years, but this proved it. This is exactly why UBI doesn't work. Universal Basic Income doesn't work because of exactly what happened this year. Because
it disincentivizes people doing anything, you mean?
Correct.
Yeah, but that's gone, and they're still not out there looking for jobs.
I think it hasn't been gone long enough. Give it another couple months.
These people aren't
not savers.
Are not the kinds of people who can go 6 weeks without a paycheck.
But you said it. How are they able to survive? How are they able to pay for
things? That's what I'm saying. We need to ask that.
It's not clear.
Okay, if you have been not working this past year, and you've been collecting a check from whoever, the feds and or your state and whoever, unemployment, call in and let us know how you've been able to survive. Especially if you're New Hampshire, because
let us know how you've been able to survive since those benefits went away.
Unless you're living on your girlfriend's pay or something, and you're just sleeping on the couch.
I guess that's possible.
There might be a lot of couch surfers out there.
Well, one thing's for sure.
Are going back to mommy and daddy's house.
You got the pick. If you are a potential employee, if you're looking for work, you got the pick of the litter. I mean, you get to decide where you want to work because they all want you. I mean,
this is a good time for job searching.
Yes, the balance of power shifted substantially in favor of the employee.
And the pay has gone up almost everywhere.
Yeah. I went to a random gas station earlier, and over the loudspeakers, like, hey, we offer health and dental and a retirement plan and this minimum number of hours and this rate of pay. And I don't remember what the rate of pay was, but I remember thinking it was fairly high for a random gas station.
Right.
But healthcare, dental, a 401k, all of these perks and benefits that they probably weren't offering a year ago.
Right.
So the power has definitely shifted in favor of the employee, but the employees still don't seem to be out there applying.
Yeah, like I said, give it another month. I think that this is going to...
We'll see.
I don't know, man.
You're going to have some individuals who've been living, surfing through all this easy street. I think it's going to hit home, and they're going to have a hard next couple of months.
I see a comment from one of our, I think, Twitch viewers that says they moved back in with mom and dad.
That's what I just said.
That's probably true. Yeah, because mom and dad have the money to continue supporting them.
Well,
so maybe that's where they're at.
Get up to New Hampshire. I mean, whether you're from New York City or elsewhere, if you care about freedom, look, it's not going to win anywhere else. Libertarians are losing, and they've been losing for 50 years. And in New Hampshire, we actually have a chance. In New Hampshire, we've had political successes. We've had amazing apolitical outside the system, civil disobedience successes. You know, you ought to get out of where you are before they lock down the cities again. Because, you know, they did that before,
yep.
And there's no reason why they won't do that again. Remember,
yep. Well, you can't even leave Sydney.
Right. Australia's got the actual military in the streets, and there's no reason why they won't do that here.
And our Nimrod governor isn't as bad as he was 6 months ago. It seems like he's seen the light.
I don't know, man.
But there was enough social pressure.
He's running for Senate next.
Yeah, but you still got to watch out for this guy because he's saying stuff that's just like what he said last year. He said something recently about how he has no plans to institute another mass mandate. I don't know if it was mass mandate or, you know, one of these things, another lockdown. It was one of those things. But last year he said similar things, that he didn't have a plan, and then all of a sudden he had a plan.
Right.
Sure.
But at least he signed the Medical Freedom Law, which prohibits public agencies from...
That doesn't do anything for me.
Requiring the vaccine.
What's that do for me? That helps the city hall clerks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, hey, you know what? It might be time to go work for government.
It is definitely not time to go work for government. But if you do want to get somewhere that is freer and moving toward freedom...
They're always looking for road people.
Come up to New Hampshire, because there are definitely jobs here. I saw a post from someone in the Free State Project Facebook group today saying, you know, I want to move to New Hampshire, but I'm worried I won't have a job. I work in food service. Then you won't have any difficulty finding a job.
Throw a rock, you'll hit 10 jobs.
Yep.
What, no matter what you do here in New Hampshire, there's definitely a job. 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. You're welcome to join us. 603-283-6160. That's the number to do that. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we've been listening to this clown at the NIH, that's the National Institute of Health, director, Dr. Francis Collins, rattle on about the Delta strain and why it's different and why vaccines work, but you still have to wear a mask because masks are the best way of actually preventing the spread of COVID-19.
Which is a load of crap. They're a religious totem is what they are, and they want everybody to obey this new woke religion.
Absolutely. It gets worse at the more he talks.
So that I'm happy to see is I think we may, Dana, have seen a tipping point now where vaccinations are going up every week.
Now, this is demonstrably not true. Didn't you just say that vaccines have flatlines?
Well, I was looking at New Hampshire. Oh. I don't know. I wasn't looking at the whole country.
Well, I think Biden just came out and says like 100,000 got it last week or something, which I don't know.
I mean, I think the numbers are always going to go up because somebody's going to get the vaccine who hasn't gotten it before, either because they're being threatened by their employer, threatened by their local government, or whatever.
Or they want to go to a Foo Fighters concert.
Right, or they're opening up now for teenagers or children to get the vaccine, so you are still going to see the numbers going up.
You know, the biggest one I hear is I want to go on a cruise. I want to go on a plane, and that's what my boss did.
Mm-hmm.
See, what sucks for me is that I have a concert coming up that I'm going to, a four-day event in September of 23rd through the
26th. Camping festival.
Well, no.
Four-day concert with no camping?
Well, there may be camping, but I got a motel room.
Oh, okay.
And it cost me about $1,800 to fully book everything.
Damn.
And I expect, we got first-class plane tickets and VIP tickets and all of that. So, well, the first-class tickets were like $150 more expensive than just economy. So it's like, well, yeah, obviously, okay. Let's go ahead and do it. But I'm probably not going to be going because really? That's a month and a half from now. And by then, the venue or someone or the state of Kentucky is going to require you to be vaccinated or something like that. And I'm just going to be out there.
Well, it's Kentucky and not California, so you may still have a chance.
I'm hoping so. Yeah. But, you know, it's always there in the back of my mind that this may happen and I may not be able to go to this thing. And I'm not going to get the jab just to go see this Metallica concert.
Hell no.
Metallica's the headliner. And I don't like Metallica that much anyway. They're okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah, 30 years ago.
Anything after Reload, I don't care for. Yeah. I did like them up until that point. But anyway.
56% increase in vaccinations in the last couple of weeks, especially in those areas hardest hit. Goodness, Louisiana has tripled their rate of vaccinations in the last couple of weeks.
What? And yet their COVID-19 infection rates are still climbing.
And they're now mandating masks statewide.
Louisiana?
Yep, it's back. Mask mandate's back.
Mm. Mm.
That means people are finally sort of saying, okay, I've waited long enough, let's do this. And I would like everybody listening to this morning to think about that. Don't you want to be part of that tipping point if you haven't yet gotten vaccinated?
Join the bandwagon. Don't you want to jump on the bandwagon? Join the group. Everybody's doing it.
Join the cult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not joining. I don't want to be part of that tipping point. I don't want to be part of that club. And I don't want to be one of these insufferable people who posts on their Facebook profile the little border that says, mm-hmm. I got my COVID-19 vaccine. I don't care. I just don't want to be one of you at this point. It's the same reason I still smoke. I would quit smoking, but I don't want to be like one of those typical non-smokers always going around pointing at smokers going, you're such a... I don't want to be a non-smoker.
Yeah.
That's why, and I don't want to be one of these crazy vaccine people. So I'm not getting vaccinated.
The evidence is now overwhelming. There's so many things that are not going to be easy for you to do if you're not vaccinated.
There it is. There's
the carrot.
There it is. They have. That's what they're trying to push.
Hey, you don't want to be a second-class citizen. That's what's coming.
I mean, they're pretty much spelling that out. They're just not using that word. You won't. There's so much you won't be able to do if you don't get the vaccine. That's second-class citizenship.
Yeah.
That you won't be able to eat, dine indoors with the rest of the people in the warmth. No, if you want to dine, you have to do it outside in the snow in New York.
I mean, look, I'm not saying Jim Crow was any good time or anything like that, but at least they could eat inside. This is that all over again.
I mean, you've already
it's not
had
my
to,
race.
You already had to vote outside.
I did. Yep, that's right.
I sneaked in. I don't know how that worked that one day, but I got yelled at, and I yelled back.
It's tragic to see this develop, and it's scary to think how it's going to continue to.
This is not only, you know, I'm not going to say it's worse as far as, like, no one's getting their a cross burned in their front yard or, you know, lynched or anything
like
that.
It's coming.
But they are basically being given, you know, a grant to say, hey, you can be nasty to these people now. I mean, there's public statements from places like the Washington Post, articles saying it's time to stop being nice to the unvaccinated people.
I have seen video, not from this country, mm-hmm. from others. One in particular, I think, was a South American incident where a dude on a bus, no mask. Everyone on the bus was after him, spitting on him. He's screaming at him.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, the bus came to a stop, punching him.
Wow.
And finally, the bus stopped and he got up out of there.
Well, South America has been having some pretty major issues as of late anyway.
That is coming. They are creating second-class citizens,
right,
where it is all right to go after them.
And yeah.
I'm thinking lynching's coming.
I mean, did any of the people on that bus get arrested for assault?
No, they were in the majority, so they must have been right?
No, they committed assault.
Just like the Jim Crow laws, because the majority wanted it. It must be right?
And here, it's different because then it was they were discriminating and being awful towards somebody just because of the circumstance of their birth. But now it's a choice. And so it's even worse.
The hatred is going to be even worse,
and it will be totally justified because it won't be, like, you know, there's laws against discrimination, but it only applies to certain things. It only applies to your race or your gender or, you know.
To something you generally don't choose.
To something you can't control. Yeah. So none of those discrimination laws will apply here, and people will be encouraged and are being encouraged to discriminate, and that will lead towards people who are going to conduct violence because they'll say, well, you're a danger to my family, so I get to attack you.
Yep.
We had a so-called libertarian saying last year, because he was caught in the throes of all this, you know, fear, saying that you're a manslaughterer if you don't get the vaccine, if you don't wear a mask.
People are crazy.
starting to require this. Just let's get off the fence, move forward, and be part of the winning team that gets
That's what Americans love. They love a good winning team, man. Join
majority.
The team.
Yep. Majority.
Go team.
I don't want to be on their team whether it wins or loses.
Yeah, it's a team of evil.
It is.
Team of obedience.
Here's
team of serfs.
People are somewhat frustrated that they want to get back and go about their lives without masks, and it's frustrating to them when they feel like, you know, here we are, I've done the right thing, but now going to be possibly having to go back to this, including in our schools. And you know, masks aren't a magic bullet. The vaccines aren't a magic bullet, but the vaccines are working very well, and I understand that there has been that uptick. Do you think it's necessary for children to have to be masked in schools as they start, you know, in the next couple of weeks?
Well, of course he's going
to
say yes.
Well, if the goal here is to reduce transmission of this virus amongst children who are not completely immune from getting seriously ill or having them pass it on to others in their households, the masks are the best thing we've got right now to reduce that. I know people are frustrated, and I know people are frustrated, and it's gotten very political, and people are looking for someone to blame. Just put all that aside and look at the facts. If Delta is as contagious as we now know it is, and we want to try to put an end to what is a very significant uptick right now, wearing masks if you're under 12 and can't be vaccinated when you're in school is a really smart thing to do. And I know it's tiresome and kids and their parents are sick of it, but let's think about what we're talking about. Life and death here. We've lost 620,000 Americans already.
Have we?
If we could save even
how many of them were kids?
Yeah.
Probably fewer than 500, I would speculate.
Yeah, but the kids are super spreaders. They don't die, but they spread it. They spread it to their, take it home, and they kill grandma.
Out of those 620,000 people, how many of them were over the age of 75 would be my question. Mm-hmm. Not that I think people over the age of 75 deserve to die or anything like that, but those are the people it affects.
And those are the people who die, even without COVID.
Yeah, they're not the people who are going out to bars and restaurants to eat and stuff like that, generally speaking, anyway.
Two of those, by putting masks on ourselves and our kids, well, it seems like the right thing to do.
But at some point, don't we have to accept that there will be some risk?
For what, masks?
There's risk in being alive right now, for sure, and risk in going around your business, which I think we're all determined to try to do, and avoid lockdowns, which is something we...
Unfortunately, we're not going to actually get into... He's not getting into the point, but basically he says at one point that parents should wear masks at home to protect children who are under 12 and can't be vaccinated. That parents, in the comfort of their home, should wear masks.
I mean, that's just the maximum level of dystopian, pathetic obedience. It's sick.
It is. But we're not going to get into it because I want to change the subject to something much more fun.
Oh,
Unity.
Fun.
And why Unity makes you happy. That's coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Great.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.